Hi and welcome back to the channel again this week, ladies and gentlemen. We have got a lot to cover this week. Today we're going to look at this ongoing collapse that is continuing throughout not just our local economies, our countries, but also in whole regions and somewhat globally now as it is beginning to unfold at a rapid rate. So this is where we come to the forecast I made in 2020 about the hockey stick. And you remember I said that it starts very slowly and we start to see it. And then you even have a drop beforehand. So invert this, talking about the drop, i.e. going up, but then the hockey stick goes off. So what you need to think of it is in terms of an inverted hockey stick. And this thing does happen quickly. We haven't seen this great deleveraging cycle begin yet, but I'm going to show you in today's video how we're seeing a lot of telltale signs about that. But before we get into what's actually happening today, I just wanted to let you know that tomorrow we have a special video, one not to be missed. It's been 2 years since I've been doing interviews on this channel, but I really wanted to get someone on, and this is Dr. Chris Martinson from Peak Prosperity. Many of you will know him. He's got more than, about 500,000 subscribers on YouTube and a large community. So I've been reading a lot more on energy, civilization, the collapse of civilizations, correlating this all together, putting it into spreadsheets and software, just to make sure that all the forecasts that I've been making are fairly accurate, and trying to just correlate this to previous incidents, which is very difficult because each crisis tends to be quite different. And the jury's still out. I'm reading a lot of books at the moment. I'm on the fence with some of them as to their sort of ideology. But one thing I am certain of, and that is still for all of you, tangible physical assets as we go through this crisis period. But let's get started. And I want to talk about this report, and I've done a big feature on it before on the channel. Remember, you can use the search bar if you ever want to find any of these older videos. And I talked about this Club of Rome report that came out in 1973, where they were predicting the collapse of civilization. And the reason I want to talk about it today is because today is the 50-year anniversary of when this report actually came out.
It shows that Earth cannot sustain present population and industrial growth for much more than a few decades, and making some small effort to limit our families simply isn't enough.
Let's now have a look at this next curve, the Q curve, which is the quality of life. And this is represented by, for example, the amount of space people have, the amount of money they have to spend, the amount of food they have to eat. Now, it increases rapidly, and here we are about the turn of the century, and we come up to the year 2020, and it's really come right back. More people, of course, means that you start to chew up your supply of natural resources. And this is this curve here, the N curve. And it shows that slowly but steadily, the pool of natural wealth in the world, natural resources, minerals, oil, and so on, is slowly but steadily diminishing. This is what's going to happen. The quality of life is going to go right back to practically zero.
And I'm going to play you a couple of clips as we go through this. But one thing I want you to bear in mind is that they said by the year 2020, and just bear in mind this came out in 1973, they said by the year 2020 is when this collapse will begin, and it will run after 2020.
Doing something positive about population control. But so far, our efforts have really been just a drop in the ocean.
To the Club of Rome, the status symbols of the year 2000 will be the inverse of today's. Prestige will stem from low consumption. That personal consumption will have to be less is plain enough. But for that privation to be seen as prestigious...
How could they be so accurate? How could this computer, and now they've taken advanced AI and they've correlated it against the evidence from this computer in 1973, which is, you know, it's probably smaller than one of these things today, smartphone today, probably smaller, you know, a lot less information in there, a lot more data processing. And it's come out with the same thing. This new AI has rerun the calculations and it's still come to the same conclusions. So one of the things for all my American friends you're not going to like is this clip here.
Yet clearly, nations like the United States, which consumes approximately 60% of the world's resources, will, in the club's view, have to accept a severe cutback in its voracious appetite.
I'm going to get into a lot of stuff today that's completely unattached to this video, but it's directly related. Everything from what we're seeing with homelessness and evictions and people not paying their credit cards and their loans and inflation wiping out savings rate and all these other things that we're seeing right now, it is all connected. And I've got so many notes all the way through here. So let's just get into a lot of this now then. So I want to start with a lot of these defaults that we are seeing here. Because I keep seeing these notes from economists and the sort of financial commentators saying that, or even the journalists saying, the world's leading economists, this was one that made me laugh this week, are baffled by the scale of this collapse and how people are struggling so much. And I don't know why they're baffled by it, because actually this is pretty common sense. This is pretty logical stuff here when you break it down. And we even have the top banks in the USA right now preparing for loan delinquencies. They are putting aside hundreds of billions of dollars for these loan delinquencies. And remember what I've said a lot. If you have your money in the bank and you think it's secure there, well, no, they have bail-in law, but also a lot of that money in the bank. These banks make loans. That is how they make their profit. What do they loan on? Homes, businesses, personal finance, personal loans, etc. Where do the personal loans go? Often onto the home. So what happens if the housing market does crash very hard? What happens if businesses start to fail? Clue, both of these things are already beginning. What happens if people can't pay back the loans? Well, the banks will run out of funding. And yes, they can keep going to the central bank and getting more, you know, printed currency, even though it's not printed, but they can keep doing this process. But eventually, there is an end to this. And we've talked about the US dollar and the dangers that I see with the US dollar at the moment. And isn't it interesting, that crazy theory I had about the two peak or even three peak inflation? Because what have we just seen? We've seen inflation go back up in the US. Now, I'm not saying that is the second peak. It may go back down next month. We don't know until we start seeing all the data coming through. But my point there is that we were told by all of these experts, that is it, inflation has peaked. It is going right the way back to 2% by the end of the year. No, I've always said that is not going to happen. And even with food inflation, we did an investigation on this. And what we looked at and what we found, and you've all been dropping comments and agreeing, saying the same thing. Food inflation is not 10, 12, 14%. It's not. It's just not true. It's more like 50% in both the UK, in a lot of European countries, and the USA. It is closer to 50%. You know this, I know this, we all know this. But yet the government and the media will not put out these true figures. In fact, their inflation figures are nowhere near accurate either. And I wanted to play you a quick clip of something that surprised me this week, which came out from the media. Here it is.
Clearly not every country wants this to be the end of the road for Moscow. Despite all the sanctions, the IMF says Russia's economy is actually set to grow this year.
And that's interesting. And I was very surprised that a media company like that actually put that statement out, that Russia's economy is going to grow. Weren't we all told that all of the sanctions and everything else, not buying energy from Russia, not buying natural gas and everything else, would cripple the Russian economy? But yet what's happened is exactly what I knew, many of you knew was going to happen, is that Russia has just become aligned and they've strengthened their ties with other nations, a lot of the BRICS nations. We have Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Iran, all these other countries now wanting to join BRICS. So we're seeing this two-state superpowers that are emerging on the global scale here as the West is sending a lot more. In fact, the US is about to send another $10 billion very shortly to Ukraine. And I know this upsets a lot of you, because the USA has a serious homelessness crisis right now, a serious inflation crisis. In fact, some of the statistics on homelessness and food is quite shocking. So 100% of, and again, this is a government survey, of US counties now have food insecurity. It didn't used to be 100%, it's now 100%. 53 million people are going to food banks across the USA right now. Just think what the population is of the USA, and 53 million people are going to food banks, with 9 million children being food insecure, getting their things like packed lunches and things like that from food banks in the USA. And you know me, I say it how I see it. So what we're seeing is tens of billions going to weapons. I mean, it's baffling. Going to weapons, funding conflict and funding warfare, when our own citizens can't afford to eat. Our pensioners can't afford to heat their homes. People are struggling, and the government and other organizations do not want to fund programs. They don't want to and sort all of these problems out. In fact, what they're focused on is winning the next election. One thing I checked today, which was quite staggering. So the strategic oil reserve of the USA holds more than 700, it's about 714 million barrels of oil. And yet right now, it's only holding about 370. And that was as of December. So what do you think it is as of today? I think it's probably less. I wouldn't be surprised if it's about 340 or 350. Again, they don't put out these statistics. You have to wait a long time for them to come out. And you've got to ask, why is that happening? Why are they not refilling? Wouldn't it have made sense before the sanctions and everything else to completely fill up the reserves while oil was cheap, while energy was cheap? No, that's not what happened. It didn't happen in the European nations either. It didn't happen in the UK. And now there's this big problem, and the storages are not full. In fact, some of them are running very, very low. And the problem now is that energy is very expensive. You see, energy is everything. Energy, as we'll talk a lot about this with Dr. Chris Martinson tomorrow on the interview. And by the way, that is over a 2-hour long interview, but the YouTube segment is going to be a lot shorter than that. But it's going to be a long interview. We're going to get into all sorts of controversial issues, and that's why it's short on YouTube, because the things we're going to get into, there's no way we could post these things. Our channels would just get deleted pretty much straight away from the stuff we're going to talk about and connecting all the dots. But energy is everything. It's GDP, it's food. You think about food as well, and you just realize that that is energy. Food equals energy. You can't grow food unless you've got energy. And I want to come back to this point in a second, because the other final point I want to make with the strategic reserve is that we're hearing a lot about warfare at the moment and conflict and sending more troops here, sending more weapons there. I just think it's a matter of time until this spills over into Europe, and then we'll see other nations getting pulled in. I really do think that's the way it's going. But not just that, the USA has other things on the radar with China, Taiwan. So there's a lot going on here. The likelihood of all this just de-escalating as we go into an energy crisis, I think is very low personally. So it's something for you to prepare for. Most people are still burying their head in the sand here with all these things. They've got all their money in the bank. They've got no precious, you know, precious metals or anything like that. I mean, a silver round, like a silver ounce coin, what's this, less than £30 British? I don't know what it is in US dollars at the moment, but some people don't even own one of these things. Some people haven't stocked up any food or anything at all in terms of things that they use on an ongoing basis that are never going to expire, consumables. It's worrying to me. It is, but each to their own. But I do think that food is going to become a bigger crisis as we move forward, because it's not just the energy, but it's also the fertilizer. The fertilizer is dried up, let's just say that, because it all came from the conflict region. Most of the fertilizer, or where it didn't, where it was made in Europe and other places, you need natural gas to actually do that. So we're seeing a lot of issues here. These issues aren't going to be going away. And as the US is hell-bent on transitioning away, and Europe and the UK, from these highly dense, efficient hydrocarbons and going to renewable energy and things like that. And again, for clarity, I'm not against renewable energy. I do actually like renewables. But when you've done the research and the studies that I've done into it, you know it is just not possible for the world to be 100% renewable. And the sheer human effects that this is having on these developing nations is absolutely shocking, just shocking. But of course, that's never talked about either. Now, I want to just go over a few things that I've pulled out of the news today then. So we've got massive defaults beginning in the USA. Household debt has hit $16.9 trillion. We've also had credit cards go up to the highest level ever in history. And the question I would ask is, how is this going to be paid off? When inflation is still going up, you've got wages that are not meeting inflation, and then you're going to have these interest rates as well going up to meet the debt levels. It's going to be very, very difficult. If people couldn't pay off these things before, when credit was cheap, then how are people going to pay down these things now? More evidence of this then is that the subprime auto lender American Car Center just folded. Now, this is a big, big company. It's owned by York Capital Management as well. According to Wikipedia, if this is true, because it's hard to get some of these stats, this was actually acquired by Credit Suisse. We know that name. So they took a 30% stakehold in that. And this is now York Capital Management, one of the top 20 largest hedge funds in the world. Now, these are the sort of things that worry me about pensions and everything else when you've got these massive defaults. Now, another one, and of course, no one is connecting the dot on this and they won't do, but we've just had Brookfield Asset Management, I've talked about them before, has just defaulted on a £784 million loan. Now, why is this so important? And why is no one talking about this? I have said about this green energy transition, be careful. Because whenever there is ulterior motives behind anything, you've got to be very careful, very suspicious. Who is the second in command at Brookfield? It's Mark Carney, the man who is the head of the transition financially to green energy, renewable energy. So he's in charge of all of this. He's number one in the world on it. And he's the second in command at Brookfield Asset Management. And they've just started defaulting on loans. I'll leave that with you. We've also got a load of defaults. So landlords are reporting huge defaults throughout offices. We've got, moving over, shoplifting was the highest on record ever in the USA over the last year. Almost $100 billion was stolen. And as a result, what are you seeing? You're seeing a lot of small businesses collapsing. You're seeing bigger businesses reporting less profit. Some of that is from shoplifting, not a huge amount, but it will be. And the media just calls it shrinkage. It says these retailers report shrinkage. Doesn't tell you the reason why, because they don't want to say it, but it's from theft. That's what it is. And you listen to some of these interviews, or lack thereof of the interviews on mainstream media, but you see it on other platforms. And the shopkeepers say, they call the police and the police won't do anything because it's less than whatever that dollar amount is, $500 or whatever it is. The police will not come and arrest the people. So what are these shopkeepers doing? A lot of them are just closing. Another study has just come out that showed that for every $100 of a rent increase, it leads to a 9% increase in homelessness across the US, which, by the way, is up to record levels. The other thing that's happening is we've also got automation, and this is replacing jobs at a rapid rate right now. There was just another survey that came out. So it was 1,000 top level US business leaders, and they were asked how much money they're investing into staff and training versus AI software. And you may or may not be surprised that 43% of those surveys said that they are cutting down on employees and instead investing their money, their R&D budget into AI software. It's going to be very difficult, my friends. It really is. But I hope today's video helped. Thank you so much for watching, as always. And tomorrow will be the interview, so we're looking forward to that. But that's all for today. Take care. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow.